Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
And happy Halloween. Welcome to Life Design with Linda Sachs. Today being Halloween, I thought we'd really go for fun. And what better guest for me to invite on my show? And we had been gone back and forth with so many different dates and put this off for so many months. It was just divine and meant to be that the guest today. She is delicious. She's so vibrant and full of fun. Her name is Tina Marie Bernard. Let me tell you a little bit about Tina Marie. Well, she calls herself the libido expert. She is so much more than that. She actually works with a topic, which is her topic of pure, authentic passion. And it is all about nourishing the soul and the libido. Now, of course, as we all start into a profession and we keep branding and rebranding until we really come into our own, it's a process, right? Well, Tina Marie is there now. She is so perfectly in her element. So I'm going to leave it to her today to what we both actually, what she coined today as all about food and sex, or sexy food and fun, or let's call it whatever it is, but I'm really leaving it to Tina, her personal story and her professional story. I know both. She's a return show guest. That's how much fun we had the last time. But I'm going to leave it to her today to really share whatever she chooses to that has to all do with food and sex, because, of course, she has, you know, a long professional history. She is an incredible wordsmith. I always tease her on that, and now she says she's going to charge me 25 cents a word, so I really got to watch out for this. But she's a great storyteller, a blogger, and once again, like I said, she really is all about fun. Her latest coaching program, the one that I'm aware of, is called, I think, Revive Your Libido Naturally, which she says is an experiential coaching program that supports women to cultivate their pleasure, restore health and vitality, remove toxic trespassers both in their homes and in their bodies, connect to nature, and to deepen their spirituality and body wisdom into their own personal and intimate landscapes. Like I said, she makes it really very exotic and interesting with her beautiful choice of words. She really is such a delight, passionate and committed to this topic, and captivates me for sure all the time and entertains me. So I'm going to bring Tina on to introduce her and have her just do her thing. Hi, Tina.
Hi, thank you so much for that really delightful introduction. Now I'm all excited. Food and sex is on the table. Woo-hoo.
Well, and it's Halloween. This is all about fun. Now, you're a return guest. I mean, I could have you on, like, for sure you could be regular for me once a month because we all have fun. Now, for any of the listeners that haven't or didn't hear our previous show, they really need to go back and find it in the archives, which they can find on iTunes, Authentic You Media. They can also find it on my page at lindasachs.com, my webpage, lindasachs.com. And let all the listeners know how they can find you.
Thank you. Well, they can find me at tinamariebernard.com, and they can sign up for my newsletter. And I am really excited because I am going to be hosting a series of free webinars in November on the topic of feeding your libido naturally. Are you there?
Hi, Tina. It's Michelle. Sorry, I have to come on. Linda's call dropped. So if you could maybe just continue on with talking about some of the topics and some of the things
sure.
you've got coming up.
Absolutely.
Until she
okay.
calls back in. Okay, great.
Thank you. So I'm very excited, and when Linda comes back, we'll just continue in the conversation. But what I'd like to start off by sharing with listeners is one of my favorite quotes. Life is a sexually transmitted disease that ends in death. And, you know, we could say that sexuality isn't the only thing that's really important to people. You know, food is right up there with that. In fact, we could actually say that without either food or sex, life would cease to exist. So I'm sharing both those concepts with people because it is Halloween, and this is one of those spooky, fun days of the year. And not to focus on the death part, but really to focus on the vitality and the importance of cultivating pleasure in our lives, of removing obstacles to sexual health and pleasure. And the topic for today is how to feed and nourish our libido. It is one of my most favorite topics to cover with private clients. My clients can reach me at my website, or new people are interested in working with me or reading about my work. can visit me at tinamariebernard.com. You can sign up for the newsletter. You'll get some free gifts. And I'll mention shortly the free webinars on the topic of reviving your libido naturally. But from the food point of view, it's just really important for people to understand some basics of what it means to feed our libido. And why bother? Why focus? Why pay attention to juicing ourselves up that way? When I speak of feeding our libido or reviving our libido, it's not because I know that people think, oh, you know, the goal is to have great sex. Well, anyone can read a how-to manual about having great sex, you know, techniques and stuff. I'm more interested in inspiring people to live more passionate, more purposeful, and more powerful lives. And turning ourselves on in reviving our libido is really not just a sexual process. It's really tapping into our creative energy, into our core. And it's particularly important for women. And it's a really it's a very urgent need right now. Estimates are that 43% of women are going to be diagnosed with a sexual dysfunction in their lifetime. Many women prefer watching TV or over making love with their partners. We are shut down. We are not engaging in life fully. You know, we're sitting in front of the screen instead of engaging in meaningful and deep ways. And I hear this from my clients all the time, the things that they're struggling with and their desire to live more turned on lives. And I'll bring this to food and sex in a moment. I'm just going to finalize this sort of introduction by quoting another two favorite authors or leaders of mine. The Dalai Lama has said that Western women will change the world. And Dr. Christine Northrup, who is the author of Women's Bodies, Women's Wisdom, has suggested that turned on women will change the world. And I really think it is both. So when I talk about reviving libido naturally, it is to connect women to their most audacious, vivacious, and powerful selves. And I do have a private program that I work with clients, and one process is reframing our relationship with food. I don't know a single woman who hasn't struggled with the body wars, with issues about what she looks like, with issues of food. When I do lectures or workshops and I ask people how many people, you know, have a fear of eating certain kinds of food, and I start to list them, fats and carbs top the list oftentimes. We have all sorts of ideas and stories we tell ourselves regarding food and food, and this also happens to go with sexuality, about, you know, what we can eat, what we can't eat, what's going to happen, what are the consequences if I eat that. And these are often stories not rooted in hard facts, in science. You know, one of the things that's really important to me in my work, which is very spiritual and also is very much connected to sustainability in the environment, it's also scientific. So I'll quickly just share with you some important tidbits about food and sex. First of all, the number one diet out there, and I don't even like to use the word diet because to me diet is die with a capital T. So the number one way of eating that has actually been demonstrated to promote optimal sexual health is a Mediterranean diet. Well, what exactly is the Mediterranean diet? So if we think of people who live in the Mediterranean, along the Mediterranean coast, so from Portugal, Spain, southern France, Italy, even down into parts of the Middle East, the Mediterranean diet is very rich in specific types of foods. There's a lot of grains, not the carbohydrates that we're mostly used to in the Western diet. This is not, you know, refined white flour bread per se. This is nutritious whole grains. This is polenta or couscous and crusty whole wheat breads. You know, they have a relationship, a luscious relationship with grains. And I know this from personal experience, having traveled and lived in the Middle East and traveled in the southern part of Europe, Italy and France. The way they approach eating is not just, not out of fear like we do. They eat for pleasure. And so, you know, they eat their grains for pleasure, with gusto, with passion. The Mediterranean diet also has a lot of fruits and vegetables, and they're fresh fruits and vegetables. Their protein sources are also much different from what we're used to. Lots of fatty fish for protein and the necessary fatty oils for our brain, for good brain health. And they eat very little red meat, and they drink a lot more red wine than we do. So when I'm working with clients, I help them reframe what they're eating, and I get them to become more comfortable with the Mediterranean diet. And then I talk to them about, and I encourage people to feed two organs. If they want to have great sex, what two organs do they need to feed? And the question, the answer to that question is they need to feed their brain and they need to feed their heart. A healthy heart is necessary to be able to perform, and a healthy brain is necessary to create fantasy, to cultivate passion and desire and ecstasy. Our brain needs a lot of fatty, needs a specific fats, healthy fats from, say, fatty fish or nuts and seeds and avocado, olive oil, grapeseed oil. So feeding the brain means becoming more comfortable with those types of fats and avoiding processed foods or processed fats or fats that are, you know, what we're used to in the United States with, you know, oils and deep fried and stuff like that. That's not the kind of fat our brain thrives on. Our brain thrives on the healthy kind from the Mediterranean diet. And our heart is essential for you know, both physically to show up but also emotionally to be there, because it's the heart that wants to be touched, ultimately.
Tina, I'm having such a good time listening to you. I'm so fascinated that I'm not wanting to interrupt you. I've been here the whole time. But I wanted
to.
Okay. I'm here. You're just doing so beautifully. I was like, okay, you're just going to keep running. And I took a break because I've been running around all day from minute to minute, and I think I took a nap. But you were just amazing. I wanted to stop you right there and ask you, for the listeners that are out there, you talked about brain food. Can you give us some examples of some heart foods?
Oh, excellent. Okay, so the heart needs, if I can actually table that question, not because I want to avoid it.
See, I got you off track. You were doing beautifully. My producer said, Tina needs to know you're back. I said, I've been back for the longest time. I got cut off, but I'm going on the Mediterranean diet because, you know, I'm just, why not? All right, so you keep going, and I'll ask the question. I'll come back.
Okay, now I'll explain. The reason I'm not going to answer it directly is not because I'm trying to avoid it, but because here's what I've learned.
Okay.
It's very difficult for people to remember the specifics. Most of us struggle with, I need these vitamins, I need that vitamin,
right.
This, that, and the other. So what I've come up with is a system, and I'm going to share this system with your listeners right now.
Okay,
to
perfect.
Make it simple.
Okay.
So they don't have to remember specifics. It's simple. So the Mediterranean diet, feed the brain and the heart. How do you do that? I've given you the rule of one, the rule of two. Now we're talking about the rule of three. Choose foods that are raw, choose foods that are real, and choose foods that are colorful.
Mm-hmm.
This is an easy way to feed your heart and your brain. So when I say raw, I mean start with the basic food out of the ground, raw. Not the frozen or the prepackaged carrots kind of raw. Start with the food as close to the ground. Eat the foods that are locally grown. Choose organic. That's the raw and the real part.
Okay.
And then when you're choosing, when you're creating your menu plan, get color. Every meal that I choose, or I should say 90% of the meals that I create for myself and for my family, have 3 to 5 colors on them. Because the different variety of colorful foods provide different nutrients to our body. So you get the beta carotene from the carrots, you get the blood builders from the beets, you know, the red beets, the luscious turnips, the root vegetables have all sorts of nutrients, the B vitamins in the skin of the potatoes, the avocado, the luscious greens of the avocado provide so many important nutrients. You know, the parsley for the tabbouleh, and
right.
The tabbouleh, you know,
right.
color. White is a color.
Okay.
We have a problem with white foods, but white actually is a color. White foods have their own nutrition. If we only eat white foods, we're a problem. But if we eat colors from the rainbow, we get the colors. Then I talk about, so that's the rule of three. And I'm truncating it because I know we're on a shorter time. This is normally like an hour and a half.
I know. We'll invite you back, and I'll try not to cut off.
Okay. And what I want to do is get to the end. I want to share my
favorite recipes
for people.
Yeah.
The rule of four, the four things to do. So we have the rule of three, and now we have the four F's of healthy eating.
Okay.
The first is to get lots of fiber. So you've got to get your fiber. That's from the whole grains, for example.
Right.
You know, and the leafy vegetables, and your raw vegetables, and your cabbages, all of these different fibrous foods. It's important for your heart. It cleans you out. That's what fiber does. We need healthy fats, and I covered that already. The important kinds of healthy fats. My favorite healthy fats come from nuts, seeds, avocado, olive oil, and grapeseed oil.
Okay.
We also get fat from dairy fat. I know there's a lot of people who are freaked out about dairy fat. A study that came out a few years back from Australia, that was a 15-year study, actually found that people who ate dairy fat had a lower risk of stroke than those that did not. And it was a 15-year study. It was small. It needs to be replicated. But it is one step in vindicating certain types of dairy fat. The dairy fat we choose tends to be, in my family, sheep's cheese and goat cheese. But we also eat the Mediterranean diet, and we follow this now, includes a lot of yogurts, a lot of cultured yogurts. And I have young children, so I want them to get the calcium that comes from milk.
What is this whole new craze with Greek yogurt, and what's that all about? You
well,
talked about Mediterranean.
Yogurt,
it just came into my head.
Yeah. The Greek yogurt's really good. The fermented yogurts have a lot of bacteria that are good for us.
And a lot of us have gotten, a lot of women I know, for I can speak from my circles, we've gone so far away from dairy, and these are women that are not all lactose-free. I'm not all dealing with lactose issues. And we've all gone away from dairy. So, like you were saying, we get fed a lot of different information. And the beauty of what you're sharing is that this is all about...
going back to nature.
Yeah, and we're just so programmed through the media, and now everything that's coming up, you know, we're living on the East Coast. As I look to go back to the East Coast now, the food availability is so limited and so different even compared to here. And a lot of us, like you were saying before, are in different parts of the world and dealing with a lot of other issues. We seem to be so caught up in right now, is this healthy, is this not healthy, is this organic, you know, is this, so that none of us are even really thinking on the whole new age and new wave that you're talking about. And I think it's almost a relief. Because the other appears to be so stressful, we're all so fear. It puts us in such a fear mode about our health.
Yeah. One of the things I realize is women need permission to enjoy eating again, and they need permission to enjoy sex again. And that's really the ultimate goal of my work.
I think,
it's not so that they have great sex and great orgasms. It's so that they are fully in their power, you know, back to their power. So that's what's so important to me. Going back to the four F's, I talked about fat, I talked about fiber, and another
You're a great teacher.
Thank you.
You're a great teacher and a lecturer. I'm actually having fun because our producer and I, we said today it had to be all about fun. We're letting you do the teaching, and we're going back and forth. She's saying, oh, my God, she's got me in a craving. I want carrots. And I'm saying, I just want carrots and hummus, and I want parsley and cilantro. What happened to my hummus? It didn't have any green on the top. So, you know, and then she just sent me a message, are you pregnant? Ha, ha, ha. And I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, no. The whole topic of sex. But it's so interesting. We don't think about that. Our old programming is, okay, you know, I'm not really in the mood. You know, we get in our everyday stuff, right? And we get into these modes where our bodies talk. We get into a stress mode. And if we need to kind of shift a gear as women and walk away from our responsibilities, if it's our work or our children, and just go on a date with our husbands, or if we're single and we're starting to go out and we're starting to date again, when I think about this, my programming is, you know, I'm going to end up socially somewhere, need to drink a glass of wine, you know, because you might just be a little bit edgy or uncomfortable or, you know, just not at ease, right? And that's why I love this whole topic about what you're talking about, because so many of us now are on this health wave. It is a new wave of thinking where now I think, oh, my goodness, if I'm going out to even be social, and then we're not even talking about women that maybe even feel like they just need to relax when it comes to sex, then there's no wine because we don't drink wine anymore. So, you know, here it is. I'm not drinking wine. I can't really eat anything that's sweet. So if our body is being deprived, right, on any level, mm-hmm. look at the past history of the things that I mentioned.
Well, and
I wouldn't think about nourishing is what I'm trying to say. I'm keeping putting myself in there as like, you know.
People focus on losing weight or being skinny,
right.
or my success will come when I'm a size 4, not a size
right.
8, you know.
Right.
And I suffered through those body wars. This didn't come like, oh, I didn't wake up one day and this happened. I suffered through the body wars. I know what it's like having
right.
had friends with eating disorders. I went through my own process years ago. I get that pain. And I got rid of the pain, and this is how. I want to give you one more of the four
okay,
F's. I'm not going to give all four F's because I want to go into a couple of recipes. So
okay,
I'm gonna
great. We have 10 minutes, so I'm giving you...
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll encourage people to contact me at tinamariebernard.com to learn more. And I'm giving some webinars
next month. Spell it, please.
Month.
Spell it.
TinamarieBernard. Sign up. You'll get information about the teleseminars that are going to go into this more in more depth.
Great.
And they're free, and they're November. The first one's on the 13th, a Tuesday. And then there's two more during the month. I'm going to start doing free teleseminars every month to get
that's amazing.
Know,
whatever listeners are out there, Tina is captivating. She's fun. She, like I said, she's fabulous. And she speaks from the heart, and everything is real, and it's all true because the first time I met her, we had lunch together.
We
so
did, and
even
I watched.
That's right. Even watch us.
You see
you know,
me eat. I love
yes, that's it. Okay. Actually, that's why
okay.
it's all so cute when I think about it, it's fun. So maybe, okay, you shoot because
okay,
like,
so,
if you can get a recipe or two in, that would be awesome.
Yes. Now, one important F for the four F's, third of the four is flavor. We do not experiment enough in the United States with flavor. And it turns out those herbs and spices that they eat around the world in places where they have much lower incidence, say, of erectile dysfunction,
right.
or they have lower rates of breast cancer. Remember, everything here I'm talking about is sexual health, good for your sexual well-being. They play with herbs and spices. And some of those herbs and spices we now know are actually good for our sexual health and well-being. For example,
I mentioned one or two, yes.
Saffron.
Yeah, okay.
Saffron
mm-hmm.
has been shown in studies to be a natural aphrodisiac. They still need to figure out how it's working. They think it's activating something in the nervous system, but they're not sure. But it's shown in studies published in Canada to saffron. The world's most expensive spice is an aphrodisiac. Another really exotic spice that is good for you is turmeric. Turmeric is... been demonstrated to be good for breast health. When you cook with turmeric, you can be generous with it. Saffron's hard to be generous with because it's so
right.
expensive. With turmeric, you need to also serve it with pepper, though. So whenever you're cooking, one of my favorite recipes, and my kids and family and friends gobble this up, is with turmeric and pepper and Himalayan pink salt, I take fresh sweet potatoes full of fiber and the B vitamins,
mm-hmm.
very good for the heart, very good for the libido, women's health especially. Choose organic potatoes, choose organic as much as you can, but organic potatoes particularly to avoid certain sprays that they can put on potatoes to stop them from budding. This is a spray that is an anti-fertility drug for potatoes, so if we're talking sex and health, we don't want you to have an anti-fertility potato drug on you. You understand?
Okay.
So organic sweet potatoes and onions chopped up, toss them with turmeric, white pepper, and Himalayan pink salt and some olive oil. Coat the potatoes, stick them in a glass pan, cover it with some foil, and roast them at about 300 degrees. Once they're done, you'll smell it. They'll be soft. They're delicious. Keep it covered, though, because otherwise they'll get dried out. Delicious
yeah.
and healthy for you. And it's good for your tummy, and it's good for your palate and your parts. So that's
I love
one
that.
Recipe.
Mm-hmm.
Another favorite recipe is a kale salad that I created, and our mutual friend Bonnie Gale of Sex Butter loves
yeah.
this salad.
Okay.
It's.
I want it now.
Okay, so fresh kale. What you now the salad dressing? This is my stock salad dressing. Is equal parts olive oil.
Mm-hmm.
Equal parts fresh lemon juice and equal parts raw honey. Those three things. You can use it as my base for all of my salad dressings. So then I tweak them to for the flavor of the salad. So for my kale salad, what I put in there is a ton of chili pepper.
Wow.
Chili
okay,
pepper.
Okay.
Chili pepper heats us up. Chili pepper gives us a flush. That flush kind of looks like the same flush you get when you're aroused, when you're, you know, in that
wow.
moment with your partner.
How cool.
Chili
okay.
pepper, chili uh-huh. pepper and salt. I like to use Himalayan pink salt.
I love that.
And generous amounts in the dressing.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
the kale salad is kale,
mm-hmm.
sliced fresh mushrooms, and tomato. I prefer the little tiny tomatoes, and I like to get two colors. I like to get the yellow and the red.
Okay.
Toss that with the salad dressing, and then on top of it, I put toasted pine nuts. Pine nuts are great. They have a lot of zinc. Zinc is good
okay.
for the libido.
Okay.
And I crumble some feta cheese. The kale.
I think you should write a book. Are you blogging about any of this? Are you blogging about any of this, lady? Are these recipes like on the internet somewhere? Like
no, not yet. I give them out as gifts. I give them out as freebies. And so this is my like this is my gift to the people who participate in my workshops and,
right.
and they can leave with something. And you know I've been
I love that.
A recipe
okay.
blog for my
mm-hmm.
stuff. So there you have it. You have permission to eat. Check
yeah.
out the Mediterranean diet. Choose foods that are raw, real, and colorful. Get some fiber. Get the right fats. Use a lot of flavor. You've got the recipes. My name is Tina Marie Bernard, and I want to help women be more powerful, be more purposeful, and more passionate.
You know, this is really amazing because my producer is just messaging me from her studio, and she's saying, I didn't realize, like, Tina Marie, like, had all this. And I said, oh, my goodness, yes. And I still remember the first time that we met when we were at a live event and you walked up to the stage and you said, I have like this really great concept. It's just branding it and getting it out there. And honestly, sincerely, as I'm sitting and listening to you today on the show, the way to do it is to just be you and be all about fun and just share whatever information you have to share because it's so organic and because it just literally is like speaking for itself.
Thank you.
Yeah, everything
Thank
is
you.
It's so amazing. We actually got this all down to perfection. We have 3 minutes left. In the 3 minutes that we have left, I originally thought, okay, I'm going to ask you a few questions, you know, and the questions now kind of are so that I had really planned are so off base to exactly what the topic ended up. So let me ask you a question another way. For the woman, okay, that has or struggles with the sweet tooth.
Yes.
Okay, let's talk, if you could, talk for a minute or two about her and if there's any way that you can connect it to eating healthy. I know I have two daughters now that
okay.
have gotten me into the raw world of desserts, and they've opened me up. It's dangerous because the stuff
okay.
out there today is amazing. If women could get their hands on it, and what if they can't?
Okay, so I have a sweet tooth.
Okay.
So I do have another thing that I tell people, I give permission to eat this way, and I follow the 80-20 rule, which is something I got from my sales background, which is I eat like this 80% of the time, so the 20% of the time,
right.
I know my body can handle it. I can go
okay.
back on track. I don't want it to be like this. It's not to be a chore. It's to be enjoyed. It's to be savored. Fruits are a wonderful way to satisfy that sweet tooth.
Okay.
Dark chocolate. I avoid sweetening my beverages or other things with sugar. We use, for example, maple syrup or honey.
Okay.
But I do have sugar in the house. I don't want people to think I live a real life. I mean, I have an amazing chocolate cake recipe. There is nothing redeeming about this chocolate cake
okay.
in terms of health. So
okay.
for me, it's about saying yes some of the time so you don't go into
okay.
the deprivation punishment
okay.
mode.
I love that. We have 1 minute left. In 1 minute, if I ask you one question, it will break my heart that you'll have to rush through it and you won't be able to answer. So for all those women today in fun, because I see it all up on Facebook, that are posting, oh, my God, there's all this candy here and the kids are ringing the doorbells. And, of course, today we're all about Halloween, right? And unfortunately, I have one daughter that just came to live with me temporarily, another one popping in, and the three of us today, none of us are here because I'm going to the ocean on my quest. My daughter is going to a Halloween party at work. And we got off the hook this year. We didn't have to buy candy. But if there's candy in the house, we are going to eat it. So what are those women doing with all the candy that's at the door? And how are we resisting, or should we try and have one or two, and can we really stop and not have more?
I'm addicted to candy corn, I'll admit it.
I'm a candy girl.
Candy, you know, but it's once a year, and again, go back on, you know, if you eat a lot of parsley, you eat a lot of cilantro, fresh parsley and cilantro, those are naturally cleansing for the body, especially the liver. So, you know, you're going to have sort of this, you know, you're going to splurge. It's the same thing. You bought yourself a fancy pair of shoes. You're not going to go buy a fancy pair of shoes every week. You saved up for that.
I love that thought. I need to break you off because we're going off air. So all you women that are out there, I wish we had an hour today, but we don't. We only had 30 minutes, and Tina really pulled the reins. So go out and have that candy, and then find your parsley and your cilantro in your fridge, or run out to Ralph's and buy some. And happy Halloween, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me, for joining us. This was a lot of fun, and you're coming back again soon. All my love to you.
Oh, I love it. Thank you so much. Hugs and kisses.
All right. Same to you. Bye.